You're listening to the Automate Your Way to Freedom podcast. I'm Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online.
Happy Friday, everybody. Wanted to come today and talk to you about the 7-step millionaire strategy and how you can apply this to your network marketing business to grow. My name is Janine Betts, and I help network marketers to brand themselves online so they don't have to chase family and friends to sell their product or build their business. So the 7-step millionaire formula, this is going to be something that I want you to put into practice as soon as you've learned these skills at the end of this Facebook Live. And the first one is all about finding your target market. So before we get into the formula, you need to make sure that you found your target market. If your network marketing company is telling you that you should be selling your products to everybody, then you're selling your products to nobody. Hi, Barbara. Thanks so much for joining. So if your network marketing company is saying, well, you need to be selling your products to everybody, then you're selling to nobody. So you need to think about your network marketing business and the products that you offer. Let's say you're in health and wellness and you sell a weight loss product. So for a weight loss product, you're going to want to think about, okay, what type of product, what type of person, what type of market would get help from the product that I sell? So if we think about weight loss as the example here, you're going to want to talk to people who want to lose weight. That's not everybody. And then depending on what your product is, if it's organic or if it's vegan, those are certain characteristics that you can absolutely add into identifying your target market so you can hone in. If your target market is too broad, then your message is just going to get lost. So think about your product, think about who it helps specifically, and then apply that to who you're going to be networking and connecting with either in person or on social media. The next step is, once you've figured out who you want to talk to, you need to figure out what their problem is or what the need is. A lot of times what we'll see on social media is the not the best practice of you just posting, oh, well, we have this amazing weight loss supplement and it's vegan, it is natural. Hey, Benji, thanks for joining. It's vegan, it's natural, it's toxin-free, stuff like that. And look, I'm not a customer, but all of those benefits, I don't care. None of that applies to me personally in terms of the problem that I want solved as a customer or the need that I have. So one thing I want you to stop doing if you're doing it on your Facebook profile or wherever you are on social media with your network marketing products is stop talking about the benefits and start thinking about how your product helps other people to solve an actual problem. So this is going to be a target market of somebody who wants to lose weight. And in this example, we are finding a problem. What's the problem? They want to lose weight. So now that we know and we understand that, the second step in the 7-step millionaire formula is creating a solution. So in this example, the solution would be our weight loss supplement, right? How is this going to solve the problem? And there is a difference between, you know, writing a post where you're just spouting all of the great things about how something is made. And there's a difference between doing that versus telling a story, showing before and afters. Now, just also on before and afters, if you're doing this on a Facebook business page for your network marketing and you try to boost that post as a Facebook ad, it is against terms of service for Facebook. They will not approve it. So before and after photos are not allowed. You can do it on your profile. You can do it on your Facebook business page. You cannot boost them as an ad. So keep that in mind. If you get really good engagement, Facebook won't approve it as an ad. So it's still a good example of what you could use for your in this example with weight loss. So you could do a before and after. There's one that I saw earlier today about how her father, who looked like he was in his late 60s, 70s, on how he used her product to lose weight. And she actually did like a little mini interview with him. And so he's up on Facebook. And it was adorable and really sweet. That can be a really great way to create curiosity and draw somebody in. In this example, too, of, you know, talking about your network marketing product, the weight loss supplement and how it helps people, don't say the name of the product. Don't say the name of the company you're with. Why? Because people can go onto Amazon, people can go and find somebody else that they like better and buy it from them instead. So stop saying the name of the product, stop saying the name of the company you're with. So that's why I don't recommend using stock images from your network marketing company, because typically there's nothing in those photos that will create curiosity. It's just with the brand up front in the photo. So if you want to do photos with the product, pose it in a way that they can't see the name, or take the product, the supplement in this example, out of the bottle and put it in a little container and be something like, daily breakfast. This is how I lost 5 pounds in 30 days. That's not a great number. This is how I lost 20 pounds in 30 days just by taking these supplements. So there's no name on any of them and you can just down them. And that's a great way to create curiosity with your network marketing weight loss product in this example. Next, once you have created a solution, you want to set up a sales system. So setting up your sales system is going to be something that's automated. It's going to be something like click here to get samples, free samples or something like that. Would you want to do samples in the example of weight loss supplements? Probably not, because there would be probably a longer window of time period that's required for your customer to see a difference in their weight. So in that example, it might not work, but maybe in the sales offer, the sales system offer that's automated that you've set up, it could be, a Facebook Live story or something about how you lost weight, and you're sending them that. And that ties into number four of the 7-step millionaire formula. Number four step is giving value. So you want to give value and you want to give it for free. And that's where, the PDF of how to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, how to lose weight without exercise, how to lose weight without changing your diet. Things like this, a PDF, a cheat sheet, you want it to be short. You don't want this to be a massive thing that you're giving away, because number one, that's a lot of work on your end and you shouldn't be doing that on the free components. Make it a PDF, make it no more than 2 pages, and that can be that cheat sheet that you can offer to your potential customers or distributors for your network marketing company. Once you've given that value to people who want, that weight loss supplement, then the step number five is offer the solution. Simple as that. So that's where you're going to, have that conversation with them, offer them, okay, you want to sign up with the weight loss company that I'm with, you can get you the supplements, and this is the product pack. It's X percent discount off, and this is all the value that you're going to get. So that's you connecting with that person who's interested. They raised their hand and they said, yes, I want to lose weight. And that's how you can do that. You can offer that solution. Now, is everybody going to buy from you the very first time that they see your products? No, you need to follow up. And we know in any industry, we always say the fortune's in the follow-up. It's absolutely true. So we want to make sure that we are following up with people who've raised their hand to our weight loss supplement in this example, and providing them with more value, answering any questions that they may have. A great way, if you want to automate this piece, is if they have frequently asked questions, start to collect all of those and then put them on your blog post under an FAQ section, so that if that's what people are, that there are concerns that they have, that there are objections that they're raising, you can also send them there if they have additional questions. Okay. And then the seventh and the final step is, once you've offered, your solution to their problem, you're offering the premium value offer. Now, a premium value offer can be, typically it's anything more than $2,000. If your network marketing company doesn't have anything that's at that level, then that's fine. But I know a lot of network marketing companies that have big gifts that are around that level you can invest in. And the ones where people are signing up as distributors and they want to invest in the biggest kit because they want the most discount. They want the best value that they're going to get for their money. And that's where you can offer that premium value offer. So that is the 7-step millionaire formula in a nutshell. Some questions that I get asked to a lot are, okay, well, great, this is all well and good, but I'm trying to build my brand online. How am I supposed to go find my weight loss supplement people? Where am I going to go look? Because that's a question I get quite often too. So think about your target market. We're looking for people who want to lose weight. Go have a look at Facebook groups that encourage running. There's weight loss groups, or you can also go find people who follow weight loss celebrities, weight loss influencers in the industry on Facebook and look at their pages and start to connect on those pages or in those groups with people who are interested in that. In weight loss, we could think of Jill, her last name fails me, from The Biggest Loser. But she's an example that you could use, and you could go to her business page or her Facebook group if it's open, and you can start connecting with those people. Just because they ascribe to Jill's type of workouts and things that she does, it doesn't mean that you can't connect with them too. So that is a simple trick on how you could absolutely find your target market, but you want to make sure that you're going after your target market. Thank you, Barbara, Jillian, Michaels. There it is. So she's a great example of what you could go after too. So just make sure that you're going after your audience, and you're not passively just sitting on your Facebook profile waiting for people to come to you. You need to be out there networking, and whether you're networking in person or you're networking online, either one is going to be important to growing your brand and building your business. So I hope you guys got some value today on this formula, and I look forward to seeing you put it into practice, and I'd love to hear how it works and helps out with your business. Have a great day, guys. Talk soon.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it and want to learn more strategies on how to do affiliate marketing or network marketing, really how to build passive income online, then join my free Facebook group, Fire Your Boss with Janine Betts. I will see you there.